Well, I want to say good evening to everyone. I'd like to make eye contact with you and let you know I'm giving my love to each and every one of you. I did not expect to even be here. We were traveling trying to get to Dallas, but I realized the weather was not wise to go any farther. So I said to the Lord, I don't have anything to share, but if you want me to share, I kind of put some little things out there, and he answered them all. So I just submit to his will tonight. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father, we come before you tonight, depending on you, Lord. Because, Lord, we want to be faithful to you. We want to be in your service. We want to encourage. We want to be a blessing. We just want your will to be done. We ask for your anointing. We ask for your help in Jesus' name. Amen. I had no dreams those girls was going to sing that song. And that song was it's kind of like what the Lord has on my heart. I shared this with Wichita, so I kind of didn't want to share it. But then, I'm not my own right. I have to do what God wants, and so I'm here. I'm hoping that tonight God will inspire our confidence in him and be able to take the scriptures and be able to so stand on them till whenever we go through things, we'll have them as stability. Perfect peace. I was reading this scripture in Isaiah, the 26th chapter, or it may have just come to me, I don't remember, and the third verse. Somebody may get that scripture, and let's read it. I think of peace, but it just stood out in my mind how that this scripture tells us of perfect peace.
I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is set on thee, because he trusteth in thee.
I was thinking about perfect peace. And he gives us how we can have this perfect peace. I will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me, because they trusted in me. And I was thinking so much of the things that continually happening in the world today. And Jesus said, my peace I leave you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I believe that's Mark 4:39, I'm not sure. But anyway, he said that he give us peace, not as the world giveth. You know, when you think about the kind of peace you can get in the world, it's all about circumstances. You can have peace if you have good circumstances. If all your bills are paid, if you have a nice car, if you have a nice home, if your children are doing well, and you have a certain amount of peace when everything's going well. He said, but not as the world gives. And so I began to think about this perfect peace that God gives us is not built on our circumstances. It's a an inward peace. And he wants each and every one of us to have it. But you know, I was thinking also that many times we allow ourselves to get caught up with the things that's happening in the world, so much so that it distresses us. We have a lot of conversation about it, and we feel like political leaders, if something would change with that, we could have peace. Or I was mentioning COVID with a lot of people. It seems like COVID is kind of like a ghost, right? Because what happens is you have it, people have it, then it's going away. It looks like people get better. You look up, another outbreak of it. So some people were saying, now I wish this pandemic, COVID, would just disappear. And if it would go away, we could have our lives back to normal and we could have peace. But you know what? God wants us to have peace, whether we have any of these things happen like we want them to happen. And so we want to claim the scriptures, the things that God gives us to make us know that he wants us to have peace in spite of what's going on. Psalms, in Psalms 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Doesn't that sound like peace to you? My head, he anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. So see, in the midst of storms and troubles, we can be so flourishing that our cup's running over and we'll have something for someone else. We're full. Full of his goodness, full of his mercy, full of his peace, perfect peace, to where we can be a help to people around us. People are hurting. People are in distress. And all kinds of things are happening. Friday was the second anniversary of my daughter passing. But you know, the Lord told me one time, I'm carrying you. Peace. He gave me peace. It was hard. I can't say it was easy. But he gives us peace in spite of the things that happen. And I thank him. We have a privilege. You know, we ought to feel kind of special. We ought to feel like God has his hands on us, each one of us. He loves us. He cares for us. And he wants us to realize what we have. Sometimes I think we forget what we have. We get so involved with things, we forget what we have, the abundance of peace, because God gives it. And because we're his children. That scripture tells us a secret. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusts in thee. I shared this morning some things that happened to me in Honduras. And I was coming back and I'm going to share it with you all. Because the Lord is teaching me this. He's teaching me how to have peace when things are not so peaceable. And so, when I've gone to Rio Estevan these three times, I've been there. Two of those times, each time we have to ride the ferry. This time, the first time that we came back, it was quite an experience. Nothing I'd ever experienced. But it started getting rough, and I got to holding on to, I think, my chair, the seat I was in, and something else next to me, because the boat, the ship, the ferry would go up, and it would come down and hit the water like this. Then would go up and come down and hit it again, like this. People screaming, people throwing up, people having headaches and all this. But what I did is I said, Lord, you promise to go with us through the water. And God gave me peace, a calmness that I cannot explain. It was only divine. Well, this time when I came back, that was when, last week? Well, anyway, I was on the ferry, and instead of it going up and down, it went, you know, from side to side, right? Well, the sister, she was having trouble with that, and she said to me, I think she mentioned that you don't have motion sickness. I said, I do. I said, but this is God, and I do the same thing when I get on this ferry. I tell the Lord, you promised to go with us through the water. And he let that, instead of that side-to-side motion making me sick, it was making me sleepy. It was just making me calm. But it was God that's doing this, and I had to tell her that, because I've had motion sickness. I've had the headache and the stomachache, the awful feeling. But God didn't let it. I never got sick. I never threw up, didn't have a headache, none of these things. And it's not because of me. It's because of God Almighty. And he's trying to teach me, and I'm sharing it with you, how that he wants us to have peace in the midst of the storm. And then when I got on the flight coming from, I flew in Wednesday from Honduras and to Miami. And on Thursday, I was trying to get to Dallas. Straight through flight was full, because that's go standby. So I had to go to Orlando. When I got on the plane, we were sitting there. And the pilot came on and he said, well, I think he said the ground crew said, it's time for us to leave. And they took off. They left. So we had to sit there and wait till somebody else come. Then when we got ready to taxi out, we started going back and he came on. He said, somewhere in there, he said, well, the left engine wouldn't start. And so we had to sit there. And he said, we have to wait till somebody come, fix the engine, or see if they can start it. So they did. Then he said, well, you see, the engine started, but we have to wait till they do the paperwork. That's another 30 minutes. So, okay, about 30. So we sat. And then we start taxiing back and stopped again. He said, well, there's weather, so we have to wait until they reroute us. We finally got in the air, and we were going a while. And the pilot said, well, there's turbulence, so the light is the fasten seatbelt light. And all the, you know, the stewardess had to sit down and they couldn't serve. Well, all this have to happen after he got better. While I was sitting there, I was praying. First, I was praying for the engine. that if the engine is not going to work up there, Lord, help them to give us another plane. Well, we end up with the same plane on the same plane. And then when it started to be turbulence, then I was praying. And I was looking in my phone. I put it on. It was on airplane mode. I was looking at pictures, and I ran across some songs that the young people sing on the share on the Zoom. And I was just reading those songs. The Lord was just blessing me and giving me peace right there in the midst of the problem. And so I said this to say that God wants us to have a peace that's not... Let me give you this song. Hold on. There's a song that says something about peace that's not dependent on my... Let me read it. Peace not depending on my troubles relenting, but all on his sweet love to me. This is perfect peace. Not depending on, oh, now everything's going good. No. He wants us to have peace when everything is going adverse. Everything is just not working out. It's just not happening. And so I appreciate God and his peace. But he wants us to claim the word. He wants us to stand on it. He wants us to know that it is his will for us to have peace no matter what happens. So Psalms 119 and 165, somebody get that scripture, please. Great peace. Doesn't that sound like that perfect peace? If we love the law of God, if we do his will, he's going to give us peace. He's not going to let these things offend us. And I believe this offending is something where it actually keeps us from living right, where it discourages us and makes us go away from God. We don't have to. We can have this great peace. Then let's look at, and I was thinking, you know, world conditions is bothering a lot of people, and we can pray about it. I believe God wants us to pray about it. But I don't believe he wants us to worry about it. I don't believe he wants us to get so worked up about it. It disturbs our peace, but I'll tell you, if we do a lot of talking and musing over these things, it will disturb our peace. And we don't want to do that. And I was thinking about in Old Testament time, how that Daniel, the three Hebrew boys, Joseph, these people had to go through things that were not pleasant. And there were things like Nebuchadnezzar. He was a wicked king. But yet, God gave Daniel and the Hebrew boys peace in the midst of those kind of problems. And I was thinking about how that when the Nebuchadnezzar, and they had the Nebuchadnezzar to deal with. He was such a wicked man. He built this idol and told them if they bow down and worship this idol, that, you know, he gave them another chance. And they said, we're not careful to answer you in this. They stood flat-footed on what God wanted them to do with peace in their mind. Now, you know, if they were all shook up and everything, God couldn't work like that. God wants to work through us. Do you know, I believe the Lord will allow us to go through things and maintain our peace, we will be an example to others. We will be an inspiration to others. He wants to work with us. He wants us to be the vessel to help other people in the world. And so, I remember there's a scripture where Jesus said, they were on the storm. They were in the boat. Jesus was laying in the boat asleep. And then the storm came, and his disciples got all worked up. Lord, don't you care if we perish? And he got up, and he said, peace, be still. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Let's let the Lord say, peace, be still. And if we feel roughed up about things and can't seem to get, things aren't working so good, let's seek the Lord. Let's seek him for peace. Lord, I know these things are not working right, but I know also you want me to have peace in the midst of these things. And so I want to encourage each one of you tonight to trust God, believe God, have faith in God, have confidence in God. I have one more scripture I want to read, and it's in Isaiah. Forty-three and 1-3.
But now let's say the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, they shall not be burned, thou shalt be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Syria for thee.
Amen. So you see, he said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. I remember one time in Honduras, it rained in Riz Stabin, and the bus couldn't go through the road goes through the river. They couldn't go this time, so they were on one side. We're on the other side. And so I had to get in the dory. And there was one person in the back that holds on to it, and another one in front. And so when I got on the other side, I was just shaking with emotion. And the sister said, do you need some juice? I said, no, I'm just full of emotion. Because I realized that God had taken me through another thing that would ordinarily be a frightful, very frightening for me. He had brought me through something else. And so that's what he wants us to do. He wants to show his great and mighty power. He wants us to rest in him. Pray for me.